This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, guest hosting today for the Alex Jones Show. Great to be on with you. I see my shirt collar is a little bit off. But other than that, all is good. Guest hosting today for Alex Jones. Lots of things to talk about. First of all, let me mention, for those of you who don't know me, my website is rootforamerica.com. Rootforamerica.com. And you can always email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. My national radio show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, every single afternoon, Monday through Friday, 3 hours a night, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific Time, 5 to 8 Central Time. On USA Radio Network, and you can find it all at usaradio.com or at my website, rootforamerica.com. Let me run through the biggest stories of the day that I think have the most importance to all of you. Just turning some lights off here. There we go. All right. So the biggest stories of the day that I think have importance to all of you. Number one, there's a Hunter Biden grand jury going on, and the witness was asked about a deal with the big guy. The big guy, Joe Biden. And so for the first time, Joe Biden's name has come up in a criminal investigation, an official grand jury criminal investigation. Don't forget, Hunter Biden has come up, his name, in all of the media stories, the New York Times, Washington Post, over the last month. For the first time ever, there was an admission that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. And I was literally banned for life from Twitter because I brought up Hunter Biden's laptop and the stolen election and the censorship and the banning and the book burning of liberals trying to destroy us all. And Twitter confirmed that I'm right by banning me for life. And it turned out everything I said was right. Matter of fact, there were three things I brought up that I felt led to my banning for life from Twitter. Number one, the election was rigged and stolen in 2020. Number two, Hunter Biden's laptop was covered up. And number three, lockdowns are massive failures and did not work in 2020 against COVID. And all three resulted in suspensions of me by Twitter, and eventually they banned me for life. So no question in my mind, I was right on all three, proven right on all three. But the big news story is Joe Biden's being brought up. Why? Why is the Hunter Biden laptop finally being acknowledged as real a year and a half after the election? Why is Joe Biden's name being brought into a criminal investigation? Well, number one, because it's all true. And number two, because for the first time, the liberal left is realizing that Joe Biden's leading them to a massive defeat. I mean, a landslide massive defeat. So they're looking to get rid of Joe Biden. And the first guy in the country said that was me. Months ago, I said, Joe Biden's gone. I made a guess that maybe Hillary Clinton would be the one to somehow replace him. I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but they're going to replace Joe Biden and Kamala, because Kamala is the most hated human being in the history of the world. Everybody knows that she's unqualified for the presidency, incompetent, incredibly not bright. I wanted to say stupid, but I'll try to be nice and just say not a very bright person, and that she is just disliked by everyone. I don't know why it took them till now to figure it out. She's black. A half black, half Indian, and yet in the Democrat primary, where blacks make up a huge portion of the electorate, she got no black votes and had to drop out before the first primary. She was completely disliked by black Democrat voters. So why anyone thought she'd make a good VP, I have no idea. But the end result is if the media is on your side, they can lie about anything and everything. So they're finally acknowledging Hunter and Joe Biden for a specific reason. And Hunter Biden's laptop for a specific reason, and Hunter Biden's corruption, and Joe Biden being the big guy. They got to get rid of Joe Biden. They got to bury Joe Biden. They got to throw Grandpa from the train or the plane. Was that the Sly Stallone movie that was a big bomb about 30 years ago? Throw Grandpa from the train, I think it was. And so I'm telling you, Joe Biden needs to be thrown under the bus. If they have any chance at surviving the midterms and after that, any chance at winning in 2024, the whole country's arrayed against the Democrat Party now. They've got to get rid of Biden, and they've got to somehow figure out the game plan to replace him and his vice president because Kamala's incompetent and hated even more than Biden. All right, we're heading out for a break. When I get back, I've got a commentary called Defund Disney. I'll bet you can't wait. Defund Disney when we get back.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Wayne on the roof for Alex Jones. We jumped in so quickly in segment one. I was in the process of just getting ready. Now I'm settled in. Now I know what I've got to talk about. So I wanted to jump to Disney. Jump to the big story about Joe Biden being the big guy and the end of the Joe Biden administration. It's coming fast. Fast and furious, as the movie says. They've got to get rid of Joe Biden. But let's jump to Disney, because I've never in my life seen anything like this. You know, I've never been an anti-gay guy. I've always been a live and let live guy. I've been a lifelong Republican conservative, but with libertarian leanings on some social issues. And as an example, I was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008. So some of you may not know it, but I was on the ticket in 2008 when McCain ran against Obama. It was Bob Barr and Wayne Allyn Root, and that's me. And when it comes to gay issues, I'm not pro-gay, I'm not anti-gay. I just say, live and let live. You want to be gay? Be gay. You want to be lesbian? Be lesbian. You want to be transsexual? It's weird. It's strange. It's confused. I think it's mental illness. But if you want to be it. You just changed my screen. So there we go. There we go. It's back. Now I can see what I'm looking at. So, okay. You want to be transsexual? Be transsexual. But number one, if it affects me, it's a different story. If it does affect me, if you're gay in your bedroom, I don't see it. I don't care. None of my business. But you have no right. First of all, I've always argued about transsexual issues. You have no right to stuff men down my throat in a women's bathroom. No right to stuff men down little girls' throats in a locker room setting, in a sports setting, on a field trip setting. Men can't be women. Little boys can't be girls. And hang out with my daughters. And you have no right to take little girls' scholarships away and trophies away when boys start playing girls' sports. All of that is nuts. Number two, you have no right to stuff transgenders down the military's throat. You have no right to say transgenders should be in the military, because if they're in the military, the reason why isn't because they're brave heroes. It's because they want free transgender surgery. Sex change surgery costs $100,000 to $150,000. Look at your screen. Aren't you proud of that? There's your military dollars in action. But here's the deal. You can be what you want to be. This person can be whoever they want to be, strange, weird, to normal people. But you have no right to take my taxpayer money and have a sex change operation in the military or in prison. No taxpayer dollars should ever be spent because a person's mixed up and confused what their sexual identity is. So I'm not anti-gay. I'm anti all of that, which is ridiculous. Now along comes this new stuff that I had no idea. That our children were being groomed in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and third grade. Groomed, literally, to be gay, to be lesbian, to be transgender, to change their sexual identity, and to think that's a good thing. And I don't believe there's very many parents in America who approve of that, liberal or conservative. I think the Virginia election proved that. All the mama bears came out, and they elected the Republican governor of Virginia that no one thought was possible. No one thought it was even possible. Virginia's become not purple, but a blue state. But yet it turned big time red. They elected a Republican governor and an all-Republican legislature over the issues of critical race theory in school, school closures for COVID, masks in school, vaccines in school, and transgender sexual identity education taught in school. All of that led to all the mothers of Virginia switching to the Republican Party. So if Democrats want to make this their hill to die on, as the saying goes, famous saying, and I'm not talking about violence here, I'm not talking about murdering anybody, please don't misconstrue my words. A hill to die on is one of the most famous sayings in history. And if Democrats want to make this issue their hill to die on, I'm talking about the political party's death. I'm talking about their campaigns being destroyed. Then you make it the hill to die on. I'm all for it. I'm cheering you. I'm going to high-five you. It's great. Make it the hill to die on. Make it the centerpiece issue of the Democrat Party that transsexuality, transgender identity, changing your sexual identification, gay and lesbian education from kindergarten through third grade should be taught in all the schools. You do that, and you watch what happens in November. You're going to lose all 50 states. You're not going to lose 50, 60 seats in a House landslide. You're going to lose 80 to 100 seats in a House landslide. You're going to lose the Senate by 10 seats. You're going to be slaughtered politically, destroyed, demolished, the end of the Democrat Party. Because American parents don't support this kind of mental illness. They don't support grooming and brainwashing their children. And so shocking to me was Disney deciding to get involved in this thing. And it's interesting because I wrote a book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, that identifies all the companies in America that take our dollars as conservatives, patriots, Christians, people who love this country and American exceptionalism. They take our dollars, they get rich, their stocks go up, they make a lot of money, everybody gets rich on us, and then they spit in our faces. And I identified 116 woke companies that do that, and Disney was right at the top of the list. And I gave you the phone number and the names of Disney's CEO and chairman of the board and board of directors, and I give you their email, their phone number, their social media sites, and their physical address for snail mail to go after them, to let them know we're going to boycott them, never buy from them again, and put them out of business with their sick, mentally ill political views. And Disney's right at the top of the list. So please, check out my book, Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's the perfect book for the perfect time to defund Disney. The worst idea in the history of the world was to defund the police. And the result is all over the United States. Blue cities run by Democrats are being destroyed by crime. Violent crime. Murders. Gangs. Gang rapes, carjackings, home invasions, shoplifting, not just shoplifting like I'm grabbing one bottle of soda. I'm talking, as you all know, gangs of thugs running into stores and with hammers and axes and pickaxes and whatever they've got their hands on. They're breaking the case. They're stealing $1 million in jewelry. Or they're cleaning out drug stores of $1,500 worth of goods, because anything below $1,500 is just a ticket, an appearance ticket. Or anything below $1,200 or $1,000. Every city has a different number. But they basically, all these Democrat cities, have legalized crime. And they've legalized shoplifting. So what's happened is Democrat cities have been just destroyed. Destroyed. It's a terrible thing. And our country is being destroyed by the Democrat Party. When I get back, we got about, 2 minutes to go? I'm going to read you Defund, Defund Disney, my latest commentary, what we've got to do to defund Disney and how wrong they are. But on the way out here, I want to mention the funniest story of the week, because it involves what Disney believes in, that they've got to stop this new Florida law at all costs. Disney will put all their prestige and credibility and power and money behind stopping the wonderful new law in Florida by Governor Ron DeSantis that should be the law of the land. It should not be the law of Florida. It should be the law of every state in America that you cannot groom and brainwash children between kindergarten and third grade. And it should be the law you can't brainwash them between kindergarten and 12th grade in all 50 states. It's not a school's job to say gay is bad Transgender's bad, or gay is good, transgender's good. Public schools should stay completely out of politics and religion. It's none of their business. It's parents' job to teach children whether gay is good or gay is bad. None of your business. And transgenders, kindergartners don't need to know about it, and it shouldn't be taught anymore. But the mayor, 1 minute to go, the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, who was supposed to be a moderate Democrat, is now paying for a billboard campaign in Florida that if you don't like how they're treating you as a gay person, please move to New York. And I'm just laughing. First of all, there's no parent, no normal parent in America that doesn't like this new law in Florida. None. So he's just, it shows that Eric Adams was a liar and a fraud. He's not a moderate, and he has bad taste. He has no clue what people believe in. He's on the wrong side of this issue by a mile, by a landslide. But more importantly, if you live in Florida and you want children to be brainwashed to change their sexual identity like I change a pair of socks, then it's the best thing that ever happened to Florida, that all those people who believe that should move to New York. Good luck to New York. Goodbye, New York. Have a nice life. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'll be right back. Guest host for Alex Jones today, rootforamerica.com, wayneroot@gmail.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm back. Wayne Allyn Root back for segment number three. Great to be guest host on Tuesdays for the Alex Jones Show on a regular basis. Thank you, Alex, for a wonderful opportunity to get my views out there to the whole world. And I know the whole world's watching. I've mentioned this on your show before. Years ago, I used to go on Fox News a lot. I was on a lot of big Fox News shows, from Glenn Beck to Sean Hannity to you name it. All the big names on Fox and Friends in the morning all the time. And every time I went on, I would get 20 to 30. Once in a while, as many as 50 texts, emails, and phone calls from friends and fans, many of whom were friends from high school, junior high school, elementary school, who hadn't seen me or spoken to me in years, and say, oh my gosh, you're famous. I just saw Wayne Root on Fox News. I can't believe it. You're great. And that would be great. That was the proof to me how powerful Fox News was. Nothing else I ever went on would get me 30 to 50 people saying, Wayne, I just saw you. Until I did Alex Jones as guest host and as a guest on Alex Jones. And suddenly, everyone I've ever known in my life comes out of the woodwork and says, I saw you on Alex Jones today. That just tells you that Alex Jones is kind of the secret passion of so many people in this country who maybe don't brag to everyone in the world they watch him because they're nervous of what people think. They're nervous to say, I'm a Trump fan. They're nervous to say I'm a Republican or a conservative. They're nervous to say I don't support transgender education to kindergartners. They're scared to lose their jobs. And Alex Jones is high up on that list. They may be scared to tell the world I watch Alex Jones every day. But they do, clearly, because I get as many people seeing me on this as I've ever gotten on Fox News or anything else I've ever done in my entire life. So that's the deal. Some of the stories that are important out there. Remember I said at the beginning of the show that I said the election was rigged and stolen in 2020. And of course, the media ignored it and told me I'm a terrible person and I'm a fool and I'm a liar. So many things came out in the last week that would back up my claims. First of all, an organized crime was perpetrated on Americans. Experts on voting fraud testified in Wisconsin in front of the state legislature yesterday, and they said an organized crime was perpetrated on Americans. At least 4.8 million ballots were trafficked in the 2020 election. This was Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips from True the Vote testified in front of the campaign and elections committees in Wisconsin about ballot drop boxes and ballot trafficking. And they've got the proof that there were so many fraudulent, by the millions, ballots trafficked in the United States. The exact thing I warned about and reported on and said happened is true. Here's a Pennsylvania story. Hundreds of suspects filmed stuffing multiple ballots into Pennsylvania County drop boxes. And they've got them on tape. So, you know, again, and the stories keep coming up and coming up. And coming up, I have so many in front of me, I'm trying to find more of them. Breaking exclusive, the U.S. Postal Service is withholding investigative report on the whistleblower truck driver who says he hauled 288,000 suspicious ballots across state lines before the 2020 election. Implicated, Democrats in Georgia. Georgia ballot traffickers were using Democrat officials' offices as their home base during ballot drop runs. I mean, the list goes on and on. The election was stolen. The election was stolen. The election was stolen. And the number one thing You need to ask every Republican running for every office in America in every GOP primary coming up this year in the coming few weeks and months is, do you believe the 2020 election was rigged and stolen against President Trump? And any candidate who says no, or who hems and haws, or who talks in a circle and won't give you an answer, knock them out. Never let them win. We don't want one candidate running for office as a Republican who won't admit the election was stolen. And why did they rig and steal the election? It's happening right now. So they can brainwash your children with transgender and with sexual identity education. And so they can brainwash your children with critical race theory. And so they can mask us and vaccine mandate us and lock us down for the rest of our lives. And so they can open the borders and let everyone in. So no Republican will ever win an election again. And you change the demographics of America. So America isn't filled with Americans anymore. It's filled with foreigners who actually hate America and hate you and want to outvote you and give themselves welfare for the rest of their lives while you starve and the money's redistributed from you to them as an American citizen to an illegal alien. That's why they rigged and stole the election. And I don't know if even winning big in November will change that. But sure, we've got to do it. We have no choice because the alternative is to lose in November. If Republicans don't win in a landslide wipeout in November, it's all over. America's finished. And America may be finished right now. May 23rd is the date. Title 42 will be removed. And Joe Biden is going to let the entire world overrun America. And we found out today from Homeland Security leaked documents, this is their plan. I keep trying to tell you, this is their plan. I learned it at Columbia University. I graduated. I was attended Columbia 79 through 83, graduated class of 83 with my supposed classmate, Barack Hussein Obama. And what did I learn at Columbia? Cloward Piven. Cloward Piven is a plan to destroy the United States by overwhelming the system with people on welfare. And they figured out all these years later that if they can't do it with Americans on welfare, they will open the borders and let every foreigner in the world in and destroy America by getting every foreigner, every illegal alien they let in on welfare and food stamps and housing allowances and aid to dependent children, and free medical that will wipe us out and destroy our hospitals, and free public schools for their kids that will wipe us out and bankrupt the school system, and give them free college. Everything free you can ever give them, they'll give them. Insanity. Insanity. What's our time? How much time do we have left?
1:30.
Minute or so? All right. Here's another story I got right. I said that Democrat cities are going to be overwhelmed with crime and homelessness. Seattle's crime surge spread statewide thanks to Democrats' progressive policies. What did I tell you? That George Soros was putting money to elect Democrat district attorneys who are really communists, and they're going to let every criminal out, even murderers and rapists and violent carjackers and violent home invaders. And that will lead to a massive surge of crime like nobody has ever seen before. And that's exactly what's happening in every big city in this country. You think of Chicago, you think of Baltimore, you think of Detroit, you think of New York, you think L.A., but you think of Newark or Camden or New Orleans. You don't really think of Seattle as being one of those cities. Seattle is overrun with crime because every criminal gets out. You don't think of my hometown as Las Vegas as being overrun with crime. Our strip is overrun with crime, and a homeless vagrant stabbed to death an off-duty police officer just days ago on the Vegas Strip. If a police officer isn't safe walking the Vegas Strip among crowds, what hope is there for the rest of us? That's how bad it's getting in the United States of America, thanks to lenient criminal policies.
We are only offering three coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, Go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, Wayne on the Root back again. A little housekeeping to let you know where you can reach me. You can always find me at root4america.com. That's my website. I'm Wayne on the Root. What do I do all day? I root for America. Easy to remember. I love this country. Root4America.com. How much do I love this country? My political career began at the age of 3 when I was handing out literature for Barry Goldwater in my father's arms at a train station in Mount Vernon, New York. That's where I was born, Mount Vernon, New York, Mount Vernon Hospital on the Bronx borderline. And America was a very different country back then, but I was a big fan of Barry Goldwater at the age of 3. So my patriotic roots go back an awful long way. I'm 60 years old. So that was 57 years ago I started as a Republican at the age of 3. Republican conservative. My dad, by the way, was a butcher. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. And my dad, the butcher, answered an ad in the New York City newspaper in 1962 when I was 2 years old. If you think the Republican Party is too liberal and a bunch of sellouts, so rhinos, come to the very first meeting of the Conservative Party of New York, and my dad attended and became one of the founders and leaders of the New York State Conservative Party. Even though he's a butcher, it was a bunch of big shot lawyers and businessmen and one blue collar butcher, David Root, and my mom, Stella Root, who founded the New York State Conservative Party, and they became the leaders of Westchester County. And I grew up handing out literature for Republican candidates who had the endorsement of the Conservative Party and literally running campaigns for candidates at the age of 15 and 16 and 17 and 18. There were a lot of big shots who were very unhappy about that at the time and very jealous of me. But I actually was named the campaign manager for a guy running for United States Congress at the age of 18. And a lot of people were upset, but I did a great job. Anyway, that's my background. I was on a roll letting you know some of the big issues going on in America today that I was right about. You know, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. I said that Black Lives Matter was a fraud from day one. And the reason they're a fraud is that every day Black Americans, including kids, are killed on the streets of every big city in America by other Black Americans. So how is the most important issue in the world, the one time a year a white cop shoots a Black guy, even if he's a criminal with a long record who was once convicted of murder or in jail for drug dealing or beating women or putting a gun against a pregnant woman's belly, and that guy gets in a fight with cops, and that causes nationwide rioting and billions of dollars by American corporations to go to Black Lives Matter. But all the thousands of Black people murdered by other Black criminals in America. Remember, 99% of Black people are nice people. 1% of these big cities are thugs and criminals, and they're holding the 99% hostage. And the police are there to protect the 99% of good Black people who don't want to be held hostage in their homes, can't walk out at night, can't step out. In their cars, they could be shot. On a street corner, they could be shot. Drug dealers everywhere. They want to be just like you and me, safe. Cops doing a great job to keep them safe. But a couple of times a year, a white cop shoots a Black guy who maybe was unarmed or maybe was trying to grab the gun of the cop while the Black guy was unarmed. And that becomes the biggest racist issue in the world. But Black Lives Matter couldn't care less when thousands of Black people kill thousands of Black people. It's fraud. It's complete fraud. They don't care when a Black guy's killed. They only care a nice Black person killed by a criminal. They only care if a white cop shoots somebody. And now you find out Black Lives Matter purchased $6 million Los Angeles mansion with their donors' money. This is not the first time this has come out in the news. This was in the news this morning. But I've seen it 20 times in the last few months that the founders of Black Lives Matter, who started out with nothing, who are all communists, mostly communist lesbians who hate men and don't want men to head households. And they, communist lesbian, Black Lives Matter founders, suddenly have multi-million dollar homes. Lots of them. Where do you think the money came from? It's all fraud. Complete fraud. Here's another great story. California city to give universal income to transgender residents and non-binary residents, regardless of earnings. So Palm Springs has decided to give basically $1,000 a month to anyone who's transgender, even if you make $1 million a year. Because if you're transgender, somehow they believe you deserve it. I don't know. It's so bizarre. You know, I always said affirmative action is absolutely absurd. Because if it's racist to say you can't have a job because you're Black, it's just as racist to say you can't have a job because you're white and I'm going to give it to a Black person who may not be qualified for the job, but I gave it to them because of the color of their skin. And this is the exact same story. Because you're born transgender or because you think you've changed your identity and now you are non-binary, someone please Google for me, what does non-binary mean? Are you a fish? Are you a frog? Do you think you can change from male to female depending on your mood of the day? And tomorrow you're a man and the next day you're a woman? That must be what non-binary means. It's a frog or a fish can go from one to the other. Now people think they can go from one to the other. See, being gay is not a mental illness. Being gay is what you are. You're born gay. But being a person who believes you can change from man to woman is pure mental illness. and we are starting to celebrate the absurd and the perverse in America and trying to make it seem normal, and we're trying to make normal people seem weird. And Disney's the king of that. What do I have left now, time-wise? Do I have enough for 3 minutes? Not enough to read Defund Disney. So I've been promising, I've been threatening, I'm going to read you Defund Disney. I will get to it to start the next segment so you can hear my plan to defund Disney. But I need about 6 minutes to read it, not 3 minutes. So in the last 3 minutes, I will mention the number one issue in America today. It's a new show I'm looking to put on the air, by the way. I'm negotiating with several different online TV networks and real TV networks to put my show on the air. And the show's going to be called America's Top 10 Countdown. I think what we need is like Casey Kasem. I want to be the conservative Casey Kasem. He counted down America's top 40. And this is my podcast every week, by the way, on Fridays. And you can find that at RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. But every Friday, and there's my website, RootForAmerica.com. There's my book on the website, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And we can lead the boycott of Disney. We all can. Grab a copy of my book, and I'll show you how, because I'll give you the phone number of Disney's CEO and chairman of the board and important board members and their address and their social media, all of that in my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, which has been number one, by the way, at Amazon.com and at Barnes & Noble quite a few times in the last few months. So grab a copy, and I'll show you how to defund Disney. My new book is coming up, by the way. It should be out in about 60 days. It's called The Great Patriot Boycott, not Boycott, Boycott Book, because I'm going to show you the companies to buy from instead of Disney and Coca-Cola and Ben & Jerry's ice cream, instead of all the Delta Airlines, instead of all the bad companies that support communist causes and causes that are against American exceptionalism. I will show you how to support companies that support patriots and Christians and conservatives and people who are family-oriented and believe in Judeo-Christian values. The Great Patriot Boycott Book. That'll be out in about 60 days. But the way they're destroying America is through this Title 42 plan to eliminate Title 42, and leaked Homeland Security documents came out today. Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is directing this plan to let every single illegal in the world into America and to eliminate all chances to ever send them back. This is a purposeful, as I've said from day one, communist attack on the United States of America to destroy America once and for all and to wipe out the middle class. That's you. To wipe out the silent majority. That's you. And it's happening. And we've got it in writing. I always said it was part of Cloward Piven that I learned at Columbia University alongside my communist classmate, Barack Hussein Obama. This is how they're destroying the United States, by overwhelming this country and this economy with foreigners on welfare who don't believe in American exceptionalism, who don't know American history, who don't speak English, and who want welfare from cradle to grave. I'm Wayne L. Root. We'll be right back. I'm guest host of The Alex Jones Show right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Wayne Allyroot, guest host for Alex Jones on Tuesdays from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time, which would be 3 to 4 o'clock East Coast time. Most Tuesdays, not next Tuesday, because I'll tell you what's coming up. Something really special in my life is coming up next Monday, and I'll be flying back all day on Tuesday. So I'll miss this show Tuesday, but I'll be here the week after. But I'm flying to Florida on Sunday. First of all, I haven't been here on the Alex Jones Show for about 2 weeks because I had my honeymoon with my lovely wife, Cindy, at Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's estate. And we had a wonderful time. I wrote a commentary about it. You can find it at RootForAmerica.com. And I wrote how, for all the Trump haters of the world out there, you'll be very upset to learn that President Trump was looking confident and strong and carefree and absolutely, in my opinion, will be running for president again in 2024 as the clear front runner, not just to win the Republican nomination. That's a fait accompli. He will be the Republican nominee if he runs, but to win the election. And he looks the best of his life. He looks fantastic. So all the Trump haters' heads will explode when they hear that. I had a great time in Mar-a-Lago. And if you want to know the full story, go to RootForAmerica.com, and I've got the whole commentary there. But here's what happened. I was booked about 2 months ago to be the speaker at Club 45 in Florida, Palm Beach, Florida, to be exact, on April 11th. That's next Monday night. That is the biggest Trump club in the world. And every month they have the biggest Republican politicians and Republican stars in America, conservative stars, they fly them in and they give a speech in front of thousands at their events for Club 45. So I was booked for about 2 months now to give that speech. But President Trump found out I was giving that speech, and he's never gone to a Club 45 event before, and he's never spoken at a Club 45 event. And so he found out I was speaking, and he said, Wayne Root speaking, count me in, I'll be there. So it's now a Wayne Root Donald Trump event and a Wayne Root Donald Trump speech, or as Trump would probably want it said, a Donald Trump Wayne Allen Root speech and event. And it sold out every ticket in 20 minutes. And so 6 p.m. East Coast time on Monday night in Palm Beach, Florida, I will be speaking with, alongside President Trump. It'll be just the two of us on stage as a tag team, like the World Wrestling Federation. And we'll have the time of our lives. I'll bet you that audience will hear two of the most passionate, high-energy Republican speeches they've ever heard. And God bless America. The son of a butcher is speaking alongside the former leader of the free world, President Donald J. Trump. What a great honor. Thank you for coming to my event, President Trump. After he speaks, he will be listening to my speech. And that is a great honor to have him in the audience while I give my, deliver my speech. There it is up on the screen. Club 45, Wayne Allen Root and President Trump. All right. I promised you defund Disney. And I promised I'd get to it. Here it is. I wrote this commentary. My columns are nationally syndicated by newspapers and conservative websites. My great friend and co-author Nikki Ballew and I recently released our first book together, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's a book that lists 116 woke corporations and condemns their fear-driven assault on normal, traditional Americans. We show conservatives, Christians, capitalists, and patriots how to fight back against these gigantic woke anti-American corporations who are spitting in our faces while we make them rich by buying their products. And one of the companies on our list, right at the top, is Disney Corporation. I must have had a crystal ball. I knew that Disney would become the center of attention. And lo and behold, Disney just became the poster child for our struggle to save America. They have got to be our Mona Lisa, our great masterpiece, proving that we, conservatives, Christians, and patriots, can successfully cancel woke companies that offend and spit in the face of conservatives. Once we hurt Disney in the pocketbook and bring them to their knees, this will serve as Exhibit A for how the silent majority can take back America. Disney could very well be the worst offender we've ever seen. With their arrogance and radical beliefs, they've made themselves the target of 80 million plus Trump conservatives. And yes, I said that for a reason. Trump got 74 million votes. I believe he has 80 million votes in the last election. Disney has made it easy to hate Disney. They have no one but themselves to blame. Disney has chosen a hill to die on. There's that famous saying again. They want to overturn the new Florida law that stops the indoctrination of little children from pre-kindergarten through third grade with woke sexual gender identity brainwashing and transgender equality education. Keep in mind, we're only talking about 5 to 8-year-olds. What parent could possibly disagree with stopping the brainwashing of kindergarten through third grade, 5 to 8-year-olds? What parent visiting Disney could possibly disagree, whether it's Disney World or Disneyland? What parent could disagree? They couldn't. But Disney doesn't care. They are intent on alienating the tens of millions of parents who don't believe that 5 to 8-year-olds should be sexualized at school, and those, and who also don't believe those same 5 to 8-year-olds should be taught to change their sexual identity like I change a pair of sneakers. Can you imagine? Disney has chosen this hill to die on. They're crazy. They're out of their minds. They're risking their entire company, and they made a very bad bet. Let's call them on it. The president of Disney recently bragged that she will make sure that half of all characters in Disney movies and television shows and videos are either gay, lesbian, trans, or minorities. I have no problem with that. You want to do that? Do it. America's a free country. But I hope she and her Disney board of directors and her Disney CEO and her Disney chairman of the board have no problem if I have free speech and if conservatives like me, tens of millions of us, and Christians and Patriots decide to never again visit any Disney theme park. There is the president of Disney Television on the screen right now. She made a point of bragging that she has two children. One is transgender and the other is gender fluid. Folks, I don't even know what these mentally ill people are talking about, and I don't really care. I just want them to keep their education away from my children, their brainwashing away from my children, and you know what else? Their strange children away from my children. This is weird stuff. So if no patriot and no Christian and no conservative ever again goes to a Disney theme park or ever again spends a dime on a Disney product, I wonder how Disney will feel about our free speech. All is fair in war, right? And this is a war between Disney and America, American values, American exceptionalism, and Judeo-Christian values. This is a far cry from the vision of Disney's founder, the iconic Walt Disney, a true American patriot and hero who wanted to create movies and television shows that were family-oriented and wholesome to entertain the whole family. Disney made billions of dollars from brilliantly executing on Walt Disney's vision. My co-author, Nikki Ballou, and I outline in our book exactly what to do. We provide the names of Disney's chairman of the board, Disney's CEO, their phone numbers, their email addresses, their social media addresses, and their physical addresses. All of this information is provided in a directory in the back of our book called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book for 116 woke companies that you can protest, boycott, strike, and put out of business. Disney just became our number one target. First, I want you to look up the email address and the address for Disney and its key senior executives, and then bombard them with polite, be polite, but firm messages that you will choose to boycott Disney for their woke choices. Secondly, and if you go to my website, Root for America, I'll show you an example of a letter you should send them. Secondly, follow through. Stop doing business with Disney. Don't buy anything from Disney. Don't watch anything from Disney. Post on social media and encourage others to stop doing business with them. Make Disney pay. Third, sign up to our email list at rootforamerica.com and join the army of God-fearing, patriotic Americans who are fed up with woke corporations who take our money and then spit in our faces. Businesses exist to serve their customers, to solve our problems, to make our lives better. They do not exist to promote woke ideology or brainwash our children to change their sexual identity. Disney is now the poster child. It's time for Disney to pay. It's time to bring Disney to their knees. It's time to defund Disney. Let's start by treating Disney like the feds once treated Al Capone. Disney is now our public enemy number one. They richly deserve it. Defund Disney. And if we succeed in making Disney go to their knees and apologize and change their corporate policy, then there's 115 other corporations in my book, The Great Patriot Protest. We can go work on them next. Let's make Disney public enemy number one and prove that it works. I'm Wade L. Root. Show is coming to an end for today. I'll see you in two Tuesdays. I'm headed to my speech with President Donald Trump next Monday. I'm flying back home to Las Vegas on Tuesday. Love you all. Appreciate you all. God bless every single one of you, the patriots of America. RootForAmerica.com. WadeRoot@gmail.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.